to episode 216 of
Brutal Battle.
That's right. It's Rich.
Yeah.
Richard B. Smith Jr. This guy is a best friend of mine, and the last time I had him on, I had a lot of fun. I hope all you listeners had a lot of fun listening to it, but I had a lot of fun, so I figured we need this guy back on.
Yeah, it was fun. It was great.
You sound real excited to
be back.
Yeah,
I'm totally excited.
It's more like, oh, God. He roped me into this stuff. It's just...
Yeah, you booked me in advance. I mean, I couldn't say no to this, right?
That's true. But the good thing is free beer.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. You can't pass that up. Free beer, man.
Absolutely right.
So real quick, I'll ask you, it's because I barely ever do this with people. Have you had any craft beers recently that you've been impressed with? Or particularly unimpressed with?
I can't say I have. I usually just stay to what you know. I really don't branch out much, so just certain items you just stick with, and that's what I stick with.
Well, what are your go-tos?
Well, I mean, most places hopefully carry a Samuel Smith Oatmeal Stout. That's still like my all-time favorite.
That's a good stout, man.
Like, I'm a stout guy, you know, so Oatmeal Stout, Milk Stout, Double Chocolate Stout, stuff like that. Anything good. Breakfast Stout was really good.
The Founders?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Breakfast Stout is... For people who like stouts, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's a staple. That is a staple.
Absolutely.
Good. Well, you know, and that highlights something. The majority of craft beer people that I talk to are in the same mode as me of like, they're kind of in the ticker mode. They just want to try as much different stuff as possible. Mm-hmm. But there are people out there like yourself, obviously, who are just like, you know what? I know what I like. And I'm just going to keep drinking that. I don't really feel like taking the time to just go after all these new breweries. Because honestly, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like right before we recorded, you and I were talking about how you want to see a bunch of movies, but you feel like you just can't see them all because there's so many that come out in a year. And at some point, you're just kind of like, whatever. Yeah. You know, like, I'm never going to catch up. And then I was saying that I have talks with certain people who, you know, I'm big into horror movies. And then they'll just be like, oh, you've seen this horror movie. And I'll be like, oh, no, actually, I haven't. Be like, what? That's a really important horror movie. I'm like, do you know how many horror movies there are? And I'm not talking about that just came out this year,
right?
Which I couldn't see all the ones that came out this year, even, because it's a lot. But for decades.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, movies has been going on for a long time, so it's just kind of tough. But anyway, that's a kind of side rant.
That's a movie podcast, right?
Yeah, that's a totally different one. So I did want to talk about a kind of interesting topic. Well, I think it's interesting, but I don't know if people out there, listeners, have heard that there have been a few breweries who have collaborated with other companies recently. Not other breweries, but different companies. So I want to go one by one and then have like an overall discussion. So we can discuss each one individually and then also discuss overall. Is this something that's going to catch on?
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that actually excites you? Or you just kind of like roll your eyes at it when you see it and like, okay, whatever.
So are you going to tell us the companies that are working together and we have to guess what kind of beer they're making?
Oh, I'll do that. And then you can guess what it's going to be. Ooh. Okay. So the first one, and this was probably the biggest one that I saw because people were talking about it on social media. Harpoon Brewing out of Boston.
Yeah.
Collaborating with another Boston company, well-known, Dunkin' Donuts. What would you think they're going to make?
Oof.
I know some people out there probably already know this, but...
I have no idea. I don't know if it's something donut-inspired or if it would be something like three-day-old bread-inspired, because that's what
Or like egg burrito.
Yeah, egg burrito flavor or egg croissant, yeah.
It's got an egg burrito Kolsch.
Maybe if they make that to stout, I'd try it. I don't know.
Well, just think. I'll point you in a direction.
All right.
Dunkin' in January is dropping the donuts from their name.
Okay.
Because they don't want to be just known for donuts anymore. Right. So they're just going to be Dunkin'. So with that in mind, what would you think?
It's kind of funny just taking out the donuts part and thinking you're rebranding yourself completely when you're still just selling donuts and other stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be focused on the coffee, really, because you go to Dunkin' Donuts for the coffee. I mean, their coffee's not that great, honestly.
Yeah, I don't go for the coffee. I think their coffee's terrible, actually.
I mean, we went the one time we were going to the horror convention, and I literally just got a sandwich because the coffee's just not that good.
It's
tastes
bad.
Like burnt coffee.
Yeah, it's bad.
The sandwich is bad, too, but...
So you are right about the coffee aspect. Coffee. So what would you guess based off of that?
What do you mean by that? Like
what style?
Oh, what style coffee?
Their coffee with what style of beer?
It's really like an iced coffee type thing, right? Or
no, but that sounds interesting. Well,
a slow brew coffee like that could be actually good.
The cold brew style. I would hope that they would do it cold brew. I don't know if they actually did or not, but
Do I just keep chasing my tail on this one? Just trying to keep guessing.
Actually, a porter.
Porter.
So it's a coffee porter.
Okay.
That Harpoon's done with Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Should have guessed that.
So when I first heard that, I was like, "That's genius." Like my initial reaction was that's a great collaboration because of the name recognition. Like everyone knows Dunkin' Donuts. Everyone knows about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Everyone knows about Harpoon pretty much, I feel like. And then I started thinking further about it and I was like, but I think that beer's probably going to be terrible.
Oh yeah.
Because Harpoon's not a bad brewery, but they're an okay brewery in my opinion. I've never had anything from them. Except the Rich and Dan's Rye IPA that I quite enjoyed. But of their other stuff, I've just been like, it's fine. So that, in conjunction with the fact that Dunkin' Donuts coffee is actually terrible, leads me to believe that this beer is probably not good. But marketing-wise, it's genius because what they did is they took, for the six-pack and for the bottle label, they just took the Dunkin' Donuts like font and logo and then just put Harpoon coffee porter or like Dunkin' Donuts coffee porter on there. And so it looks like the logo from Dunkin' Donuts on a beer and it looks cool, honestly. And it's so recognizable as Dunkin' Donuts. I feel like based on kitsch alone, they're going to make a lot of sales.
Did they change the name at all or just called Harpoon? Is there like a name for it?
Actually, let me look it up real quick because I think it was just like Harpoon Brewing Dunkin' Donuts coffee porter.
So you're telling me there's like a built-in like niche market for this because Dunkin' Donuts is a name recognizable brand. So this is going to sell no matter what?
Well, it's like it's name recognition crossover.
Sure.
You know, so people who really know Dunkin' Donuts will think a little bit more about Harpoon and people who really know about Harpoon will think a little more about Dunkin' Donuts.
Right.
So it's kind of like bringing those worlds together. I just feel like it's cool.
Yeah. I wonder when the Pizza Hut combo is going to come on, right?
Okay. By the way, so I was bringing up on Google Images because I want to be able to read it off the labeling on this. I put in Harpoon and you know how to do like the autofill. The first thing that it autofilled was Harpoon Dunkin' Coffee Porter.
Oh, wow.
So obviously
people are looking for it.
Yes. Wow. Big time. Yeah. So I'll show you what it looks like. It's Harpoon Dunkin' Coffee Porter. Why is this?
I need to zoom. I wonder why a porter.
Well, I mean, as far as coffee goes, coffee with why is this being such a pain in the ass? Coffee with dark beers is always going to be the best. Although I think that coffee with IPAs is amazing, but that's what it looks like.
Oh yeah, it does look like the font and everything else.
Yeah,
like
it looks the color exactly scheme
and everything. Yeah.
Like, that's something that people are going to see on the shelf, and it'll catch their eye.
Is it released already?
Yes.
It's 5% alcohol?
It came out a few weeks ago, when we're recording it did. But it's, it just says Harpoon Dunkin' Coffee Porter.
Huh.
And they're ahead of the game with their name change, because they're not putting Dunkin' Donuts on there, it's just Dunkin'. So this is another thing that'll kind of help them in their rebranding that they're having come up. So, I mean, I think it's smart,
right?
In my opinion, but I don't think the beer's good, most likely.
Oh, okay.
I haven't tried it. That's just my guess. Okay. I could be wrong, and people go out and try it if you can get your hands on it. But I wouldn't be surprised if it sells out really fast, to be honest.
I think it's something new, so people are going to like, oh my God, flock to this. Then when they try it, they're like, okay, never mind. We tried it, didn't like it.
Yeah.
But it's great for Harpoon. It's great marketing for them. Dunkin' Donuts, I'm not sure how it's going to really help them.
Yeah.
Like, it's really Harpoon's really getting the benefit of this one.
I don't know what their agreement would be. That's another thing that would be interesting to know is when they do things like this, what's the monetary agreement?
Yeah.
Is it like we get a certain percentage of sales or you just pay us X amount of money for our coffee and that's the, money we'll take in. I don't know. That's interesting to know. So moving on, the next one is... Oh, did you have anything?
No, I failed that one miserably. I wasn't going to guess the right answer, so I'm like, I need to guess the next one.
So the next one is a collaboration with Planters Peanuts and a brewery called Noon Whistle Brewing out of Lombard, Illinois. Never heard of them.
Noon Whistle. Okay.
I've never heard of them. All right. There's so many breweries. There's like over 7,000 breweries in the U.S. now. So
I think since we started this podcast, one's opened up. Another one's opened up.
Yeah. There is a figure out there about like how many open per day or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. So what would you think they're going to do with peanuts?
All right. So we got a nutty beer.
Yes.
I think they have to go dry roasted. I think that's the flavor you go for the peanuts.
Okay.
And the beer I would say would be an ale.
Yes.
So a dry roasted ale.
Just general ale, or you want to nail it down further? I don't think you're going to guess it, to be honest, because I was kind of surprised.
A nutty ale?
Nut ale? I mean, you could say, like, nut brown ale.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that.
I feel like that would make sense.
That's the most obvious one, I think. Right. But it's probably not the answer.
Or, like, a stout. A stout would be good with, like, a nutty flavor, too.
I don't know, but I just think an ale would be really good with that one.
So, looking it up... It's not. This is interesting. They're doing a peanut IPA. And they're not using the dry roasted Planters peanuts. They're using the honey roasted.
Okay.
Which I didn't see that coming either. And when I was reading the article, I was like, whoa, left turn. you caught me off guard on that one. Yeah. But I could see where that would work. Because like the honey notes from the coating of those could go really well. I would just hope that they'd have, like, a little bit of citrus kick in that beer, too.
To bounce it off, because it could be too sweet like that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think this one, when we're recording right now, I don't think this one's come out yet.
Yeah.
But, so your feelings on this?
Are they going to use the Planters logo?
Yeah.
And change the color scheme?
It's the Planters.
It's the Planters character. What's his name? Is there a name for the character?
I think so, but I have no idea.
Nutty McNutterson?
We'll just call it that. Mr. McNutt.
Mr. McNutt, yeah. So wait, what does it say? Mr. IPA Nut.
Yeah.
All right.
Planters Mr. IPA Nut. And it literally, it's got the yellow and the blue of the Planters logo and the peanut guy's face on it with the monocle. Very recognizable, much like the Dunkin' one.
Yeah.
That would bring people in and be like, oh man, Planters Peanuts. It's another thing, like, I feel like they could sell it based on kitsch again.
I don't know, man. You don't go to a liquor store and look and be like, oh, that reminds me of a can of nuts. Let me drink this.
That's true. That one's a little more obscure because people with coffee and beer.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's been going on. But this is a different direction and it's new, so people might be a little more hesitant. But the interesting thing in the article I was reading, they were saying that Planters wanted to be able to show people that their nuts go well with all sorts of beers. So to do something more out of the box was to kind of prove that.
Well,
which is smart.
I do actually like how they are in cans. Like, I'm not sure how the Dunkin' Donuts one is. I don't know if that's bottles or cans.
It's 12-ounce bottles only for the Dunkin'.
It's just because beer tastes a lot better in cans. And just because the less sunlight and everything else, I think that could have a better taste to it, but... Doesn't sound appealing. Like if I go to a liquor store, and if that's not on sale for $5, I have no interest in even trying one.
True. I hear you.
Unless you get a loose one.
Oh, yeah, and you can. Okay, and then the last one we're going to do is a collaboration between a brewery that I know I've had something by them at some point, but I can't remember what, so I don't really know much about them.
Yeah.
Keegan Ales, and they're out of Hudson, New York. And they're doing a collaboration with IHOP, you know, International House of Pancakes, or more recently, International House of Burgers, when they tried that whole marketing scheme.
Are you trying to throw me off? I think it's either burgers or pancakes.
Pick your poison. All right. Guess what it is.
I don't think a burger beer would work well at all. Burgers and beer go together perfectly, though.
You know, I don't know, though, because if you got the fat, like if you did like beef bones...
Okay.
I did like a bone marrow stout or something like that. That could be really good because that fattiness. Because I had this has been a long time ago, but on this podcast, I had a beer that was a by Right Brain Brewing. It was their Mangalitsa Pig Porter.
Can you say it one more time?
Mangalitsa.
Mangalitsa?
It's a type of pig. So it was a pig porter where literally they did the porter with pig bones mm-hmm. and a pig head
okay.
in it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's so weird. It sounds gross. But I tried it, and like the fattiness that came out of it was made it so creamy, and it was an awesome beer, actually. Just sounds weird, but I don't know. But that's kind of a side tangent a little bit. But I could just see, like, if they did, like, a bone marrow stout, that could be good.
Okay.
I'm calling it. Someone pick that up.
A bone marrow stout?
Someone do the bone marrow stout. Let's do it.
So IHOP and this other brew, what's the other brew company known for? They have, like, a certain beer?
I don't know. I don't really know.
So, obviously, I think the first answer has to be a pancake of some sort.
You're on the right path.
So, they have a lot of syrups. I mean, their syrups could be interesting.
Okay.
Let's see. So, would it be the same thing like stout or ale? Or are you something like completely different in this one? Because I don't know this company as well.
So, it's a stout.
Okay.
I'll give you that. It is a type of stout.
Okay. It's a stout. Huh. A pancake stout, pretty much. I don't know. Well, I mean,
it's of the season. It's a pumpkin spice pancake stout.
Okay.
Sounds terrible to me, but that's because I am not a fan of pumpkin spice things or really pumpkin in things. But I think it's smart from a marketing standpoint because people go nuts for pumpkin things. Pumpkin beers, pumpkin coffee, all that kind of stuff.
Pumpkin condoms.
Pancakes. Yeah, pumpkin condoms. That's right. Those are very popular right now.
Yeah.
But I'll show you.
Colleges.
I'll show you the picture of their bottle. And it's bottles, not cans.
I kind of dig that one, actually. IHOPs.
Yeah.
It should be a hoppy beer, though.
Yeah, I know.
That would make perfect sense, actually.
A hoppy pan, so like an IPA form of a pancake pumpkin.
And that's marketing genius. IHOPs and the beer's hops. Like, that's a great idea.
I agree. But it kind of like looks like the IHOP logo with the little like red smile under the logo. But other than that, it's like, you know, it's red, white, and blue.
Yeah. Like it's like logos. IHOP logo.
Yeah. Looks fine.
I don't know how I feel about that. They're just really rebranding them. Like, not even rebranding, just taking the brand and just switching it over to the beer label. Just slight variation to it.
Yeah, in a sense. So do you think that this one's as strong as the other ones?
I don't think any of them are strong, personally. I think it's genius marketing on the beer side. Mm-hmm. But the company side, I don't know what they get out of it. It's not like they're going to sell the beer at their locations. Now, if they did, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, obviously, I was saying that I felt like the collaboration with Harpoon and Dunkin' was smart. Because, like, people are crazy about Dunkin' Donuts. Like, especially in the New England area. Like, they love it. But I don't know people who are just, like, all about IHOP. So I can't really see where that would be, like, a huge draw to be like, hey, this beer was in collaboration with IHOP. You know? I just don't get it. The Planters, I feel like that one's kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
But I think the style of beer that it is and the pumpkin spice aspect to it, I think that can bring people in. I don't think the IHOP moniker on it's going to bring it in, but I think what the style is will bring people to it. That's my thought.
They should do a promotion. If you get a tattoo of their logo on you, you get like free beer for a year or something like that.
I don't think anyone's going to do that.
IHOP on your arm or something.
So this leads to an overall discussion of, do you think this is a good idea in general, and do you think this type of stuff will become more common, these collaborations?
It really depends on how this is going to do. I mean, I'm assuming there's going to be tons of sales marketing, trying to figure out if this does well, if it sells well, if it doesn't. If it does do well, and I think it probably will the first like month or two. Like anything, it's new, it's something different, people are going to flock to it because of name recognition. And if it's good, it could last. If it's not good, I think it's going to fall flat in its face like the XFL did in 2000, you know, where it had a little run and then died.
Yeah. Like 1 year.
Yeah.
Not even. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Well, think about, there's one to reference that's older many years ago and from our area that was very popular and still is. The Old Bay beer that Flying Dog did.
Yeah.
Like, it's a brand name product, Old Bay. And, right. And that's been really popular, but that's mainly because people love Old Bay around here.
That's also a local thing, too. It's not like you get anywhere else. Like, yeah, these are like all across the country.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
They're probably not selling the Old Bay beer elsewhere, really.
It's like Natty Bo. Natty Bo is a Maryland beer, and people go crazy for
that. It's not a Maryland beer.
But people drink it in Maryland. Like it's brewed here again.
It's like 90% of the market. Like between 80 and 90% of all Natty Bo sales are in Maryland.
Yeah.
Which is dumb. But, you know, that's my
Well, there's a niche for everything is my point. Yeah. You know, there's going to be a niche for that. There's going to be a niche for these beers. There's going to be some subculture following these kind of beers and, like, collect them and just age them maybe. I don't know. But I think it's going to be hot for a while, fade off, and go away. If it does well, other companies are going to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
So what companies do you think would jump on next, though, is the question.
I was trying to think that through while we were talking. Like,
what about CarMax? You know, they could just do something. Like CarMax.
For some reason, I was thinking Dyson.
Dyson. All right, yeah. All right.
The this beer sucks ale. No, I would think, like, you'd have to stick with, like, some sort of food or beverage product.
Cheese Whiz?
Caesar's easy, like easy cheese.
Oh god,
that could be terrible. I could see like brand name, like, you know, candy bars.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
that would be perfect. Like a Butterfinger, like Nestle's Butterfinger stout or something like that.
Reese's peanut butter cup stout.
Yeah,
like that could be really good.
I mean, I know people already do a lot of those flavor profiles in beers, but bringing the brand in would really pull people in. Like, just think about a label that is Reese's, like a label that looks just like Reese's but on a beer.
Yeah,
people would go nuts for that. I feel
like. Oh yeah, absolutely. Or Nutella. You make a Nutella beer?
Sure. Oof. Sure. Yeah. There is a lot of potential. It's just what companies or how many companies are going to be willing to make that step and think that it'll be beneficial enough.
Is there a cereal brand you think would do well?
Why am I blanking on it? The Cinnamon Crunch.
No, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, exactly.
Yeah. That could be a good one.
People would go nuts for that one.
Now, what kind of beer would you make it with it?
That would have to be a stout.
See, that's the
Imperial. Thing. Imperial stout.
But that's the thing, though, is like anything sweet like that, you have to kind of make it to a stout. So, like.
Yeah, usually.
That's what I'm like.
Because otherwise, it doesn't make sense.
You're right.
It won't go. Well, I mean, think about fresher things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about Florida oranges. You know, like, do a collaboration with, like, a Florida orange grower.
Yeah.
For, like, an IPA. Like, an orange-infused IPA.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just go for well for ales and stuff like that, too, so.
Yeah, exactly. Or watermelons. Watermelons are a great one. I don't think many breweries are using watermelons, so. Or marshmallow fluff. How about marshmallow fluff?
Are there many honey beers, like straight up like honey companies?
Not that I'm aware of. Any honey beer I've seen, it's usually not thrown out there where the honey's from.
Mm.
It's not like, we got our honey from these people we're in collaboration with. It's just, there's honey in it.
Yeah, there's honey in it.
Yeah.
Ingredients, honey somewhere. Yeah. I don't know.
You can taste it.
That's a good slogan.
You can taste it. Honey, you can taste it.
Yeah. I think we just thought of a $1 billion idea right here.
I think we had a lot of good ideas. I'm most excited about the bone marrow stout, though.
We should put like a timestamp on this so anybody tries to steal these ideas, you know?
Copyright.
Yeah, no. Copyright.
No, people take that idea, but if you use it, let me know. Just send me an email, brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com.
And give us free lifetime beer.
No, that'd be nice. I wouldn't argue with it. That'd be cool. All right, well, do you feel good about that topic? Do you have anything else you want to throw out there?
I don't really know how to feel about this topic. I mean, like, I understand what people do. I completely understand. I mean, the boom in the early 2000s, it would make more sense, the collaboration, because it's something up and coming, it's something brand new. But 18 years later, it's kind of like they're just now getting into this game. There's something weird about it. Like, why now?
Well, I feel like it could be because just style differences and different ingredients is starting to become more commonplace.
Mm.
So people are looking for like that next step to stand out even more.
I got you.
And also the other companies in collaboration would be like, you know, craft beer is a hot thing right now.
Yeah.
So if they can be like, hey, you know, our product was used for this craft beer, that might get more attention for them from a community community they're typically not getting attention from.
I guess Miller Lite was busy at the time, so I covered it with them.
Eh, probably not that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's still the number one selling beers is like Miller Lite, Bud Ice, or that stuff. It's just kind of funny. It's like everybody overlooked the big companies and went right to these craft beers.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's going to build in a new niche and it's going to be interesting.
What about Hubba Bubba getting in on it and doing a Hubba Bubba Hefeweizen?
Hubba Bubba Hefeweizen. That's a mouthful right there.
Yeah, because it'd be like a bubblegum Hefeweizen. So you have like the banana notes with bubblegum, which sometimes you get like bubblegum in like Belgian beers. They can be, you know, wheat Belgian beers, and it's nice in there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Hubba Bubba Hefeweizen, you guys can take that too, but send me the beers. Just saying.
I agree with that
one. There's too many ideas. I feel like we could do an entire episode just listing ideas that we have on this.
Yeah.
Let us know, people. Do you have ideas? Do you think from time to time?
Do you think?
Send those thoughts to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. All right, cool. Well, let's do the mystery beers then.
All right.
One light, one dark. I mean, kind of one looks like it could be a porter or stout. The other one looks like it could be an IPA or golden ale or something.
Yeah, I think golden ale.
All right, so let's start with A, which is the lighter one. It looks very orange. It's very clear, too. It's like straight clear. I can see right through it.
Yeah.
All right. Honey. You smell that, honey?
Yeah, I smell like a floral thing, though. I smell honey and like floral.
There's a little bit of a floral note. I agree with that. I feel like a lot of honey. I feel like I smell like a little bit of an astringency, like a little alcohol burn in the nose. Like it's got to be higher ABV. I feel like a little banana in there. Maybe a slight apple note as well. Belgian-y.
Belgian-y.
I feel like it's got to be Belgian yeast. I feel like I get a little bit Belgian-y yeast, but it also smells pretty restrained. It's not like Belgian yeast in your face, like tons of banana and clove and all that jazz.
It smells a little perfumey, like it smells like a perfume somebody.
Yeah, the little floral, which could be that clove.
Yeah.
Like that clove is a little, it smells like it's going to be up there though, ABV wise, like at least 9.
True. Yeah, I can see that.
All right, let's try it.
Tastes like beer.
So it doesn't, there's a little bit of that alcohol kicking in, but it doesn't taste super high. It tastes more like 8 when I taste it. I get like an 8. On my first sip, I was like, I don't really perceive the alcohol. And then my second sip, I was like, oh, there's some of it growing on the back end.
So this is something you drink and then all of a sudden you finish, you're like, I'm drunk.
So I feel like the nose and the actual taste are very similar. Like, there's that honey, there's that clove, banana, Belgian aspect to it, that floral note that you were talking about. Honey, apple.
It's very light. That's what I like about it the most.
Yeah. For what the smell was, it's lighter than I thought it would be, especially because I was expecting a higher ABV, which a lot of times can be more syrupy.
Syrupy.
I like it. It's kind of like it finishes kind of refreshing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're recording at like noon.
So it's something like you would drink after a hot day. Like this is the beer you would go for.
A little heavy for that, in my opinion, for my taste, but.
Well, you don't party like I do, apparently.
I guess not. You don't party like Rich.
That's right.
All right. So B is obviously really dark, as we talked about. It looks like a stout or a porter. This is up your alley. Oh, it looks thick.
So thick.
Ooh, that also smells like it's high ABV.
Yeah, this one's a lot higher.
There's a little. There's like a heat in the nose, I feel like. And I don't know if I'm getting confused and it's just alcohol heat or if it's like some sort of pepper.
No, it smells like rubbing alcohol. Like that's what.
There's a little of that.
What did you put in my drink? Is mine a little different from yours?
What else do you get out of it? If anything, because there is a lot of astringency.
Like I just smell like straight up alcohol. Like it smells like rubbing alcohol. It really does.
This one smells like it's gonna be even higher than what the first one smelled like. I get dark chocolate in there, though.
It's just so overwhelming. For the one sense, it's just so overwhelming for me right now.
So I get dark chocolate, I get a little bit of black licorice, and I get a slight soy sauce. There's a little salinity to it.
Soy sauce.
Yes.
I've never heard soy sauce in a beer.
Oh, it happens. Kelly Norman loves it. Listener Kelly Norman loves it whenever you say soy sauce.
Soy sauce?
In a beer. She thinks it's funny.
It is funny. It's not something you expect. Yeah.
It definitely is funny. It smells kind of good, but that astringency is kind of making me like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because if it's got a significant burn to it, I don't know. All right. I'm going to try it.
I think all we do is chug it. Oh, okay.
I wouldn't chug. Oh. There's a lot more flavor to it than what you would assume from the aroma.
Yeah, it's very flavorful.
Hmm. I definitely get the dark chocolate in there. It's a lot of dark chocolate. Oof. Do you feel like you get something that's almost a little cinnamony?
I don't know. I just taste the chocolate now. That's all I taste. The alcohol is really, it just tastes high in this one. This one seems like it would be really high.
Ooh, God. Yeah, my second sip, I was breathing with my mouth closed, and you can just feel the alcohol vapors coming out the nostrils. This tastes like it's got to be like 11, 12%.
Oh, easily.
Mm.
Well, is it aged too? That's the thing, though. It's like,
I don't know. Could be. I do get a little of the black licorice I was talking about. I also like a molasses in there.
Can you say that word one more time?
Molasses.
Molasses?
Molasses.
And soy sauce.
Yeah, so like dark chocolate. There is a little hint of that soy sauce, but molasses and a little black licorice. Lots of dark chocolate, though. Lots of dark chocolate. And I feel like there is like a dash of cinnamon flavor to it, but there's a lot of astringency, too.
Oof.
You have to let your palate like really adjust.
Yeah, I think this is a beer you drink one of, and you're like, all right, got to move on to less beers, lighter beers.
Well, it's like a nightcap type
beer.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's just like, I'm going to drink this, and I'm going to go to bed.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Definitely. All right, well, let's do the numbers. Recap for you, 1 through 10, no halves, no quarters, nothing like that. I like both of these. Where to go on this?
Think about this one.
So A, I'm going to put a 4 on A. I like it. And I assume it's Belgian. Not big on Belgians typically, but the way it's in check with its Belgian notes, I like. So it's a 4 for me. I like this beer. It's nice.
Wait, so you're giving it a 4 out of 10?
Yes.
So you really don't like a beer as much?
No, I do. It's, all right. Another disclaimer. The way we do it, since it is brutal battle, we leave a lot of room. So for the podcast, typically what it's been, but you can rate however you feel, is that a beer that gets like a 3 is like, that's a pretty good beer. Then a beer that gets a 4, that's better than pretty good. That's a good beer. A 5, you know, a 10 is like, this is perfection. I have never tasted a beer as amazing as this. It's like you have a religious experience drinking it. We're never going to get there, but
how do you know?
The highest I think we've ever gone individually with ratings on the show has been 8s. There have been some 8s, but I don't think it's gone higher than that at any point.
So I can just make up my own.
Yeah, I mean, like Rebecca says all the time, she's like, I know how you do it, but I'm doing it differently. So she picks her own, and that's fine. So you can do whatever you want. I'm just letting you know how I do it, so you're aware.
Oh, okay.
But I got to decide on this one. If you already have a number for A, you can go ahead and
throw it. I'm just thinking about it again.
I like B, but that astringency is getting to me as I keep drinking it. There are some really nice flavors there, but the astringency just starts to really take over. And if the ABV was dialed back a bit, that would be a really nice beer.
Mm-hmm.
But the astringency is just killing it, man. I got to go 3 on that one for that reason. It's too high. It's too high ABV. It's not justifiable, in my opinion.
Sure. So my rating system is going to be similar to yours, but I'm going to do it as how many of these I would drink out of 10.
Okay.
So I would drink 4 of A.
Okay. So you're overall 4 with that. You're right with me.
Out of 10, nice. Yeah. And this, the B, let me do it one time. Two of these out of 10 I would drink.
Two. Got it. So 2.5 overall. Yeah, that ABV is just too much.
That is way too much. Like, I feel slightly tipsy just drinking that.
I can imagine. That's why I'm glad we're doing this and then we're watching a movie. Right. Instead of watching a movie and then doing this. Way better. All right, so B, the overall loser with an overall of 2.5. Jesus, I guess it's affecting me too.
Yeah, right.
Hard time getting it out of here. It's a 16-ounce can, so getting it out of the... Oh, okay, here we go. It's Evil Twin Brewing. This makes sense. They usually do some really high ABV beers. It is Bozo Beer, is what it's called. Malt beverage with natural flavors added. Enjoy this rich, ridiculous, and screwballish imperial stout with hints of molasses. I did get that. Lactose, chocolate, almond, hazelnut, vanilla bean, cinnamon. I did get that. Oak spiral, chili, marshmallow, muscovado sugar, and coffee.
Sure they didn't say soy sauce on there?
They did not.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I did get the cinnamon and the chili in the nose and the molasses and the chocolate, but... Do you want to guess what the ABV is on this? It's higher than I was guessing.
13.
17.2.
Oh my gosh.
How's that for your first episode?
Oh, Jesus.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Evil Twin. If I would have known it was 17.2, I may have given it a little bit more leeway, but that's also kind of why we do these things mystery beer style, because... If it tastes inappropriate, then it's inappropriate for the beer. Like, why do you need to do this? This beer would taste much better if you brought that ABV down. Much better.
Kind of like the cover, though, too.
Because there are, like I said, there are a lot of good flavors. Yeah, the cover's like these pixelated pictures.
I guess of them?
I don't know. They do interesting can art. All right. Let's go see what the winner is. Overall, 4, which is a pretty good showing for this podcast. Oh, this is funny. So this beer was actually on the podcast a bunch of months back, and I'll have to search and see if I can see how it did before. But it's Allagash. It's the Allagash Triple, 9% alcohol.
Oh, wow.
I think I guessed it.
She's trying to get really drunk tonight, today.
Yeah, I guess so. Jesus. So it's their Belgian Triple, and this is funny because this... episode is coming right after we released our Allagash Brewery Showcase episode.
Mm.
So it's a good follow-up. And I even talked about Allagash Triple on that podcast. It was about, I have some Allagash. So this must be what was from my stash, which means it's aged too.
Mm.
This is aged almost 3 years.
Oh, wow.
This is from January of 2016. And it's holding up really well.
Yeah, it's really good.
Man, it's still tasting nice. Damn. Okay.
So wait, is this age too?
I don't know. I don't think there's a date code on that, actually. Or it might be on the bottom.
4/2018.
Oh. No, so that's pretty new. Well, actually, honestly, with some age, that might taste better. Since it is such high ABV. I'm going back in my notes. I'm going to see if I can find where that Allagash Triple is. Oh, there it is. So that one was with myself and Dan Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is hilarious. It got a 2.5 at that point. But that's because of Dan Kim. He didn't really like it. He gave it a 1. But I gave it a 4, which is exactly what I gave it this time around.
Why aren't you just consistent?
Consistent. Well, you know what that tells me? You're just a better guest. Because you rated it properly. Sorry, right, sorry, Dan Kim. I love you, Dan Kim. You're awesome. I'd like to have you on again.
So who picked the beers?
Rebecca.
Okay.
Yeah. So this Allagash Triple definitely came out of my stash. I've said this before. Like, every time I have that beer, I'm always just like, I forget how good this is. Yeah. Even if I've had it like a week ago and then I pop one open, I'm like, God, I forget how good this is. Part of that may be because if you have multiples,
yeah,
you might literally forget. So
here's the $1 million question. This B can is half full still. Are you going to drug the rest? Drink the rest?
I'm going to hold on. Bozo beer? I'm sure Rebecca's going to want to try that, so hold on to it so she can try some. I might drink a little more, see how it warms up, but that's tough. It's a tough beer.
Yeah. It's a nightcap beer. You're absolutely right on that one.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, you'll pass out drunk.
Yeah. if you drink a 16-ounce of that...
Yeah, you're done.
On your own? Bad idea.
Don't buy a six-pack. Just buy this one beer.
Yeah, exactly. That'll put you down. All right. Well, Rich, thanks for being on this one. I think we're going to do one more... probably just one more, maybe a third. I don't know. It'll depend on, it's always how we feel, mainly how you feel.
Yeah. But it's all about me.
Yeah, it is all about you, Rich. But we'll do one more. And then, thank you so much for being on, and we'll see you on the next one, everyone. Thank you for listening. And until next time, keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.